a lot of you have been wondering what it would be like to be dominated by a vampire. Well, you're in luck, because there's something I haven't told you. I have a secret that I've been keeping this whole time, and that is that actually I am a vampire. That's right. Can you imagine my sharp, piercing fangs and my glowing red eyes as they stare directly into yours? Careful not to get too hot and bothered. A lot of people do when they look at me for the first time and they see me in all of my vampiric glory, in all of my splendor, with my fangs bared, my eyes looking directly into yours. And I'm sure you can imagine what it would be like to give yourself to me. That's right. But do you know what? I don't want you to give in that easily. Oh no, I want to take it from you. I want to take your will. I want to take your mind. And I want to take your blood. So just close your eyes for a moment and imagine that you're here with me. That's right. Directly in front of me, as I stare at you with my glowing red eyes, as they look into yours, as you look back into mine, and you start to notice just how fascinating I really am. You've never seen anyone like me before. I just seem to have this aura about me, this almost glow, this presence. The minute I walked into the room, you could feel it. You could feel my presence consuming your mind, consuming your thoughts already so quickly, couldn't you? Because I am not just any vampire. Oh no, I am the queen of the vampires. I am their ruler, their leader. I'm the one who picks who gets to join my vampire slaves. That's right. You see, most of the people I drink from become my helpless little feeding bags. That's right, just blood bags for me to lock in my dungeon and feed from when I will. That's right. They just sit there, strapped into their chairs, draining blood, day after day after day. While their minds are scrambled, toyed with, they just live in ecstasy. But the lucky few get to be my minions, my servants, my slaves. They get to be vampires just like me. But of course, they can't be as powerful as me. Oh no. Their job is to find me humans to drink from. They find me humans to make into vampires. And they find me food. That's right. And for their servitude, they get rewarded with eternal life by my side. They get to spend the rest of their days serving me in absolute bliss, in ecstasy. Now, doesn't that sound fun? Oh, it does? Oh, good. I'm glad you like it. Because if you want this to happen to you, you're going to have to beg me first. You're going to have to show me that you are needy and desperate, wanting and willing. And that might take a little bit of staring into my eyes first, looking deep into my glowing red eyes and noticing how sleepy you're becoming. How tired your mind is becoming, because this whole time you've been in here, in this room with me, your mind has had to fight to stay awake. You might just be noticing it now, but you know I speak the truth when I say that it's just so hard to stay awake around me, isn't it? Because my aura, my presence is just too powerful for your little mind to take. It's just too powerful to stare into my eyes and to realize that you are being transfixed, that you are being enamored, that you are being completely and totally fascinated with me, fixated on me, All you can think about is my eyes. All you can think about is my fangs. All you can think about is how good it would feel to let me bite you right now. To let me drain your will, your blood, your mind, everything away. And turn you into my vampire slave. Wouldn't that be just delicious? It would. Oh, I know it would, but for now, you can just continue to stare into my eyes, feeling so sleepy, so tired, so heavy, droopy, drowsy, but struggling to keep your eyes open because you really, really, really want to stare into my eyes. Those glowing red eyes, staring directly at you, staring directly into your mind, like I can read your thoughts, like I can read directly into your soul. And it feels so good to let all of your secrets pour out of your head into my mind as I can see them, as I can read them like an open book. That's right. And you just start to find yourself becoming so enamored, becoming so lost, so helpless that you just can't help yourself. You just need to start begging right now. You just want to, don't you? You've wanted to this whole time. You've wanted to just get on your knees and beg me to bite you. Maybe I will, maybe I won't, who knows? Maybe I'll let you feel that delicious spike of pain, of lust, of arousal as I drink from you. But maybe I'll make you wait for it first. So what are you waiting for? You know what you need to do if you want to be my vampire slave. You need to get on your knees and beg for it. I take very kindly to begging. In fact, I love the sound of begging. I love the sound of need, of desperation. I love to hear those little droplets of wanting, of lust, of pure submission dripping from your lips. As they reach my ears, it sounds like sweet music. As you get on your knees and beg me, come on now, beg. You can beg harder than that, can't you? You can show me how completely desperate you are. You can show me how completely needy you are. Humans are just so pathetic, aren't they? Begging, groveling. For me to corrupt them. For me to change them, transform them into my little vampire slaves. But, you know, because you are so cute on your knees, begging me, pleading me, for a little taste of what it might be like to be lost in my thrall forever. You know, just for this moment. Okay, I'll bite you. But I'm not gonna send you all the way just yet. Oh no, we're gonna need to get you more desperate than this. So let me run my hand gently down your neck. You can feel my nails, can't you? Just digging into that flesh. Oh, it sends shivers down your spine as my sharpened nails just gently caress you. Oh, I love it when you squirm. As I run my nails down your arm, just ever so gently, and you can feel those nails pressing into your skin. That's right, doesn't that feel so good? As I grab your arm and lift your wrist up to my mouth and give it a gentle kiss. Oh, this is gonna be fun. As I stare at you in your eyes, smile a wicked grin, and sink my teeth into your wrist. You taste so good. You can feel the blood pouring into my mouth as I continue to suck. Suck. Ah, that's right. And you can feel it, can't you? You can feel your will draining away, piece by piece by piece, but not enough to make you my slave. Not yet. Nope. Oh, now you've had a little taste of what it's like as I pull my fangs out of your arm and you can feel them detracting and you can just feel yourself so weak and helpless. Your mind starts to reel a little bit because you're not my slave yet, but you are so needy, so desperate. So what do you need to say to me? pathetic human, what do you need to say to me? You can beg harder than that. You can plead me harder than that. I'm sure you can. Show me your desperation. Show me your need. Show me how badly you need it. Show me how badly you want this. Otherwise, I'm just gonna turn you into food. Dinner. Oh, you want to be my slave. You want to follow me till the ends of the earth. Eternally mine. Of course you do. Why wouldn't you? Very well. You can feel me gently leaning in and kissing your neck. Well, this is going to be fun. It's been so long since I've had a human. Especially one as corruptible as you. And I give your neck a gentle lick. That's right. Are you ready? Are you really ready? As I sink my teeth into your neck with a gentle... As you can feel the blood draining away, as you can feel will draining away, as you can feel everything draining out of your body, as you start to find yourself corrupted completely. Mine. My little slave. My little vampire toy. You can feel it with each suck, with each little nipple on your neck. You feel your blood draining away, your will draining away, your mind draining away more and more and more. And more, completely enamored by me. That's right. And all you can do is just sink into the feeling, sink into that helpless, completely corrupted feeling as you start to lose your mind piece by piece by piece as your eyes close tight, as you just sink down. Down, down, you let your body completely go as everything starts to fade to black. As you know, the next time you wake up, you'll wake up my completely helpless and obedient slave. But I'm not feeling that nice today, so instead what I'm going to do is I'm going to remind you that this is just a fantasy, just a dream. Just a distant, faded fantasy of being corrupted by me, because you and I both know that in reality I'm not a vampire, and you're just here listening to the sound of my voice, going along with all the words I say, having such a good time with it. And in a moment I'm going to count up from 1 to 10, and when I reach the number 10, you'll be wide awake, alert, refreshed and energized, remembering each and every second of this file, remembering that it was just a file, just a fantasy, and that you are completely back to normal, completely returned to the waking world, remembering each and every second and how much fun you had while you were being seduced by me, while you were being corrupted by me, queen of the vampires, with 1, 2, 3, 4, all those memories returning to your head. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, so close now, your eyes start to flutter open as the energy floods your body with 10, wide awake. Hi. So I hope you enjoyed that file, and if you want to be corrupted more by the Queen of the Vampires, or you're curious what we can do with this, comment down below and let me know how it felt. Until next time, keep it trancy, folks. I will see you later. Goodbye.